Since 1900, thousands of Native American women have been murdered or have simply gone missing. And Anita Lucchese has documented at least 2,500 of them. Why? As she told Morales,
"For me, this is personal because I almost was one of the women on this list."
We wanted to know more. Why are these women disappearing? How many more could be out there? And how has her own story motivated this work? Lucchese is of Southern Cheyenne descent and gathered her data from newspapers, social media, and by submitting countless public records requests to local police departments, which are not required to add missing persons to a federal database. Her database includes cases of missing Indigenous women and girls and 14 trans women as well, and many other details about each case.
It doesn't just catalog names, it also includes when and where it happened, their birthday, how old they were, if they were a mom. There's data sources like links. There's information like race and conviction status of the perpetrator, what the jurisdiction was. So did it happen on a reservation or was it in an urban area? And then any relevant keywords. So if they were under 18 or if they experienced domestic violence or were in foster care, anything like that gets tracked too. So the idea is that it's not just a number count. It's also comprehensive data that people who are working on the ground to address this issue every day have a little bit more accurate information to work with.
So you basically found that there is a problem with tracking missing Native American women, and that it seems like many Native American women just go missing and there's not a lot that you hear from them. Why is that?
You know, I think that a lot of that has to do with the just normalization of violence, and not just within Native communities, but in all of our communities. You know, I think most people don't realize that rates of things like domestic violence or sexual assault are as high as they are. So I think part of it is just these are difficult things to talk about that end up becoming kind of taboo. And then that's, you know, in the case of Native women, kind of reaches ahead with general erasure of Native people and also prejudice. Prejudice not just in media or in, you know, day-to-day communities, but also within law enforcement and the government in terms of what data is important to track, which cases are important to follow up on, and to follow up on them in a timely and appropriate manner.
Yeah. So what kinds of reasons have you found that these women go missing? What kinds of crimes are tracked here?
A good chunk of them are domestic violence cases. Trafficking is also another major issue. One of the things the database has been able to prove is anecdotally, we know that children who are in foster care are at a heightened risk of trafficking. But the database actually proves that by showing that about 2/3 of the girls who go missing or who are murdered while they're in foster care are actually victims of trafficking or sexual assault there in their foster home. And so part of the use of the database is to be able to pull those numbers and things that people who are, you know, service providers, community members, maybe even law enforcement, things that they may already know but don't have the numbers to back it up. Now we've got those numbers to back it up.
Yeah, yeah. And this has to do with the fact that law enforcement isn't exactly required to document these things in any sort of way that would make this trackable, right?
Right. So most police departments, it's still optional to catalog victim race in their files. So a lot of them didn't start doing that until the mid-90s. Some still don't. And then in a lot of states, it's still optional to submit a missing persons case to the National Missing Persons Database. So there's hundreds of cases, thousands even, that never make it into that central repository where there are paid staff waiting to help process them, because law enforcement just don't have to.
What kind of age groups are you looking at here? Are these mostly younger women?
I would say that there's a spike in early teen years following up through early 20s. But what's interesting is the data actually shows that there's also another spike once women hit around age 60, which is something that I didn't necessarily anticipate, although we know elder abuse is an issue.
So you've tracked more than 2,500 cases in this database. Why do this, though? This is also personal to you.
Yes, I am a survivor of violence myself. I experienced domestic violence and sexual assault and attempted trafficking. And so I started the database shortly after leaving my abuser. And for me, this process has been healing in the sense that I think that there are a lot of spirits who need closure. I think there are a lot of families and communities who need closure and need someone to show that you know, we feel your grief too, and we're validating it, and we're remembering and honoring it. And I would want my story and my family to be cared for in that same way.
Yeah. So you mentioned that this is sort of part of a larger problem with lack of data on this kind of violence against Native American women. So as you've gathered this, how many more women like this do you think are out there that are still uncounted?
I estimate that I'm missing at least 20,000 since 1900. So there's been about 200 to 300 cases per year in both Canada and the U.S. combined. So if we use that as kind of a benchmark estimation, estimate there's about 20,000 I'm missing. And to give an example of a situation where we did find kind of a shocking number of cases that we were missing, I've been doing public records requests to law enforcement offices. And just recently, a city that, you know, has a very large Native community that's been very active on this issue for quite some time, we had submitted a records request, and they gave us a list of 36 women, Native women, who had been murdered since 1960, just there in that city. And we didn't have any of their names on any of these lists. So I think there's, you know, a really kind of shocking number of cases that are just sitting in police archives waiting to be dug out and remembered.
And you're going to continue with this until you've found as many as you can?
Yeah, I mean, I've joked that I'm going to be doing this with a grandbaby on my lap someday. because really, until rates of violence change and until Native communities are empowered to protect their women and girls, I have to keep doing it.
That's Anita Lucchese. Thank you so much, Anita, for your time.
Thank you.
Anita Lucchese is a community researcher of Southern Cheyenne descent. She has created a database that shows at least 2,500 Native American women who have been murdered or gone missing in North America since 1900.